Paul, with an optional skate today, can you fill us in on any lineup changes tonight?
Both Pullman and Spies are back in the lineup tonight. We've got Niku and Beteto out. The forward group will be the same.
You don't usually put two defensemen in at the same time. Can you just kind of walk us through that or how you'll manage that coming into the game?
Well, because Luka was a bruise and could have played last game, but it would have been sore, and you worry about him then not being able the next day, so we got him to him. And Tucker has gone through the window, and he's another guy that's kind of, we've been talking for the last couple of games, is at the right time. So you're almost waiting for the player, and sometimes it's a young guy to bang on the door a little bit and say, hey, it's time, I'm ready to go. We wanted him back in the lineup as soon as he was available, but we feel we've left him a healthy amount of time.
Kind of a rare regulation loss. You're coming off out of the break here at least. Anything specific need to be better tonight, or was that just kind of a one-off here from as of late?
Yeah, getting the right assessment of your game is really important. They played a heck of a game. I mean, we put up 43 or some shots. Their goaler was real good. It wouldn't have been a dominating event had we won that game. Like, both teams were kind of hard and good. They were a little better, and that's it. So in our stretch of hockey right now, handling the losses is equally as important as feeling good about after a win. So we try to get back on our horse here tonight.
Paul, just with Tucker coming back in, do you want to keep the Morrissey-Pionk tandem together? Like, would Tucker, would he slide in with Dmitry on the second pairing?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tucker played there earlier this year, but is it a matter of you just like what you've seen now from Pionk and Morrissey?
Well, that would have to be the driver, and the other is minutes, too. Whoever plays with Josh, if we're running him against the other team's best, puts you into a higher minute profile. So we want to bring a guy back in on a little bit more monitored minutes. That's the game plan. Puck drops, and we'll see.
Prior to Tucker's injury, you were using him on the penalty kill, and that's when the PK was really, I think, trending upwards. Would he jump right back into that?
Yeah, he's going to kill penalties for us. I'd have had him on the penalty kill a month before, but he was playing with a broken bone, so I think we're at 7, 8, or 9 of those, and you've sometimes got guys in your lineup, so you want to be careful about having a guy with a broken bone killing penalties. It's an uncomfortable place to put him.
And then just on Sammy Niku coming out, I mean, obviously there's that play the other day that you know, doesn't work so well for him, but is that a decision where you have to talk to the player as a young player and just explain the reason?
Sure, a long conversation, and it kind of went like this. I really like the block of games that he's played probably up until his last two or three. He's also been dealing with an injury. It's a playing one, so like other players, and a bit of a reset. So it's not easy. Hey, you're out of the lineup, you're going to the minors. You've been a good player for us. You've played well. We value your game. You're off it a little bit here tonight. We've got some healthy guys coming back in, and so it was a very positive meeting as much as can be when you're taking a guy out of the lineup, but he understood. Like, he wasn't fighting me on his last three games. He knew he wasn't quite right there. He has a solid excuse that he didn't use for it, why he's off it a little bit. We think a few days is going to make him feel real good.
Good to see a young player kind of take it like that.
Well, what it does is it shows an awareness, right? Sometimes you pull a young guy out and he has absolutely no idea why it's happening. As a matter of fact, he doesn't understand why he's not on the first power play and you're taking him out of the lineup. Like, it's just, how could this happen? I know, I just talked to my agent and he agrees with me. And my best friend in junior is on the number one power play on his other team, so clearly you have no idea what you're doing. And then you'll get a guy who's played now a little bit where he can kind of give you an honest, fair assessment of his own game, and where it's, you know what, I haven't been right where I needed to be. I understand it. So, yeah, it shows an awareness.
And just Connor's in tonight.
Correct. Hello, Redhead again. How are you? Yeah. But you guys saw an extreme event, right? 3-2. We got out of our end twice in the second and third period on icings. He was, that was the turning point of that month for us. We were banging around 500 and over 50 everything was at the net, right? There were three guys standing in his crease for 40 straight minutes. And we win that game and go in and win back-to-back nights in Las Vegas the next night. And that was the, for us, when we started to understand how hard you have to battle, how hard we're going to have to battle with our back end looking the way it did at the time. He got us on that roll. He got us a place of confidence where we started to do a really good job with what we would call our low three. You know, it went back to the point, they pounded it, and then just outmanned us in that front, and it was a great lesson for our team. But it was a fun lesson, right? Because after the game, you're tapping them on the pads, cheering, and, hey, we got to get way better at that instead of, hey, we got beat by nine. What's going on here? Yep. But we'll see, because Pete DeBoer's not here anymore for the first time, and I would say the last six, seven games, Sharks, Jets have been some of the worst hockey ever played. It's the running joke between the two of us after the game. Like, how do both coaches keep their jobs after that game? So maybe this one will be a little tighter, a little more understandable.